It's 6:10, and from recovering patients to recovering addicts, about 80% of the people who are addicted to heroin first got hooked on painkillers. So should doctors be blamed for the heroin crisis? WTOP's Jamie Forzano continues our special series, Hooked on Heroin. Deadlier than ever.
The entire healthcare community, and in fact, society at large, has got to deal with this problem.
The number of prescriptions sold in the United States has skyrocketed nearly 400% since 1999. Dr. Nancy Nielsen, former American Medical Association president, says the reason for the increase is twofold.
We were told by the pharmaceutical companies that marketed them that the newer drugs were not addictive and that they were safe. None of that was exactly the way they marketed it.
Plus, patient satisfaction surveys that grade how doctors address pain were tied to financial incentives for the doctor's employer. The Medicare and Medicaid questionnaires put doctors in a difficult position.
If there was a patient who was drug-seeking and you refused to give it, then there is a serious consequence because they will handle the survey in a very retaliatory way, and then the hospitals will come down on the doctor about why are you not adequately treating patients' pain. All of that contributed to having doctors become what is probably way too cavalier and too ready to use these drugs.
After nationwide backlash, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services disassociated those pain management questions from the incentive program. But under a new federal law, they could be back in play. Police are also cracking down on doctors or clinics that knowingly sold opioids to drug dealers or people with substance abuse disorders, like the Prince William County psychiatrist who was arrested for selling thousands of Xanax pills. But Americans have mixed feelings about who is responsible for this opioid crisis. A Harvard survey found just about as many people blame doctors as they do drug users.
We are all part of the problem, and doctors clearly have a role to play here because we're the ones that have prescribed it.
In my next report, why teens and young adults are the most at risk, and a father says parents are in denial. Jamie Forzato, WTOP News.
Now keep it right here. Our series will continue throughout the week on WTOP, and you can find much more information at WTOP.com.